to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bide here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402. It's a beautiful day. Let me introduce you to our staff of thousands. Frosty.
Good morning.
How you doing, Frosty?
I am doing fantastic.
Frosty looks a little nervous. There's police in here. Don't worry, he won't shake you down. He won't search you. I know the dogs look at you a little bit funny, though. And, of course, my soulmate, Linda.
Rawr! You're funny the way you say, way, and you're disturbed. You were on fire this morning.
Well, it had something to do with, you know, we had 5 minutes to get to work, so it's a good thing Officer Kurt was not on the street.
He also said...
Because we're going to buy him.
He said, I better know whoever you're hugging is who's armed.
That's right.
Dangerous.
He came in. This man came in and hugged my wife. I couldn't say anything because he's got a gun. That's all right. And okay. Now let's talk about...
Well, before we get to our special guest, which we, of course, have Officer Kurt Hoyer and Wendy Mills from the Injury Prevention Coalition of Shasta County. Before we go there, we want to talk about a guilty pleasure.
Okay, I'm completely lost on this one.
We love Jack Bauer and 24.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We bought the first complete series and have our little guilty pleasure of an hour or so in the day. Let's go watch it, the CD.
Let's go watch Jack.
Okay, so last night
24 was on. And it's getting toward the end of the series, and Jack is, you know, they're making Jack promise not to torture people. You know, I kind of like that. You know, as a terrorist, they're saying, you can't torture him. And Jack just, because the guy's in the hospital because Jack tortured him to get him there. Okay, the FBI's going to watch you. You can't torture him. He goes, I don't have to. And you're right. The guy wakes up. He sees Jack Bauer, and he rolls over on his back and urinates on himself. But that's not what we're going to talk about. What we're going to talk about is the commercials, the breaks. In one break, we saw the reason why the United States is pushing to be the most obese nation in the world. Four commercials. Burger King, Jack in the Box. One, I'm not even too sure what that one was, but it says, between that big meat burger for lunch and that big meat burger for dinner, why don't you have some big meat burritos? And, of course, my favorite. Okay, you ready? Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken has a bowl now that it starts with mashed potatoes, you add corn to it, and then fried chicken nuggets, and they're parts. What are parts? We're not sure. Parts are parts. Anyway, parts are in there, covered with chicken gravy, and then a handful of cheese. Oh, yum, yum. Not only that, but it also comes with an option for a stent for your arteries.
Anyway, how do you really feel?
There's four commercials in a row. My God, I jumped up and had to run in and get some jelly beans.
So our point is, where are the feel-good, the yoga, the drinking, the tea? How about a salad? Right.
They did say they would put lettuce on top of that big meat burrito.
And what demographic?
What? Carl on the bottom, Free Fire Radio here, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have a number of guests today. We have a number of subjects also to talk about as we roll through here, including 1,000 people lining up for jobs at Trader Joe's, which is, you know what, that's it's kind of indicative what's going on with 15.8% unemployment. Anyway.
Stay with us because we have our special guests, Kurt Hoyer and Wendy Mills, that are going to be answering questions and great topics.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott, 221-1402. This portion of the show is brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. You got problems with finances, civil or criminal, Rob's the guy to go to. Rob's going to be here Thursday. We're going to have our Ask the Lawyer Day. He'll be here Thursday to answer your questions. Great guy. Give him a chance. Give him a call if you need some help.
He also said that on Thursday specifically, he wanted to talk about marital law.
Marital law. Or in other words, divorce. Okay.
Yeah, okay. What are my rights, et cetera. Okay. Moving on, we have two wonderful people that really bring a lot to our community. Officer Kurt Hoyer.
Good with morning.
Hi there. You're looking handsome in your blue suit. And Wendy Mills, who is an Injury Prevention Coalition of Shasta County in charge of the
Not
injury
really,
prevention. Well, today you are because
okay.
you're here.
Good
so,
morning.
So good morning. And well, why don't we just put the ball in your court? We promise to have you on every month to let us know what is going on with the law. Where are we? What are we doing?
Well, you know, lots of new laws, of course, this year, and I'm sure most people are aware of them by now. But one of the laws that continue to be an issue is DUI, obviously. So we kind of wanted to come on and talk about DUI and how does somebody even get to that point to where they're driving under the influence? Because so many people think that they can have a few drinks, they're okay, to go ahead and hit the road, and that's generally where they get in trouble.
Well, what would you recommend? Do they have little kits that you can buy and... You know, you go to dinner and you have a couple glasses of wine and you go back in the bathroom and blow in a tube and then it tells you what you are?
They do have stuff like that. You know, one of the things that comes with your car registration, and you can get it at DMV, is a little chart about how much you can actually drink based upon your weight. And there are several factors, obviously, that can change that based on how much have you eaten, are you sick, are you taking medication, blah, blah, blah. There's lots of factors in there, but it's safe to say that somebody who weighs about 150 pounds, if they have four drinks in an hour, they're going to be under the influence, legally under the influence.
Well, that's slamming.
You know, we had Debbie and Steve Allen on, of course, talking about their daughter Shelley, and they brought that chart. And somebody, it's 107 pounds. I mean, like two drinks, and you know, then it starts affecting them. And so you're absolutely right. You know, plus the fact is that if you are with your buddies or your friends and, you know, you're there for 2 or 3 hours and you knock back a few beers and then at the end, if you've had a dinner with, you know, wine and then an after dinner drink.
The other thing I'm sure that a lot of us don't realize, especially being creatures of habit, you go to some friend's house, let's say, for instance, and you have a glass of wine or two for the evening, but somewhere in that week, maybe your doctor has put you on a new prescription or your medications have changed, that can very much affect your blood sugar and the alcohol level. Is that true?
Absolutely. And you know, you did mention, you know, four in an hour, that's slamming it back. Well, yes and no. I mean, if you're going to a bar or something, you may have four in an hour, and then you say, okay, I'm going to eventually have to drive out of here, so I'm going to just back off. I'm only going to have one an hour. Well, that's not going to help you, you know. That you're still going to maintain that level that you got to and even creep up a little bit. So that's what happens to a lot of people, too. Maybe they might have two in the first hour and two in the next hour and two in the next hour. Well, they're slowly creeping up to that level. And they may or may not feel the effects of what they've had to drink, but, in fact, they are above the legal limit.
Did I hear that there was a high incidence of arrests for DUI? Was it Valentine's Day?
There was actually. That's right. Reading PD arrested quite a few people on Valentine's Day. Yeah. And
so
we have St. Paddy's Day coming.
St. Paddy's Day, that's
well,
the
you
big
know,
one.
And in fact, the Reading Police Department is going to be on St. Paddy's Day that morning. And they're going to talk about it. And, you know, let's just face it, people. You got a day where people go out and drink green beer, wear green underwear, and walk around with their buddies. You know, you got to kind of expect the police are going to be out there. You know, after you climb off the bar where you've been dancing for the last hour and a half, and you walk outside, you might want to look at all the corners around that establishment because Reading's finest are going to be there waving at you, and they're going to be holding breathalyzers.
Wendy, what is it exactly that you do in your department?
I work a lot on preventing driving under the influence and underage drinking. A lot of educational campaigns and just helping to support law enforcement in what they do.
Do you go to the schools?
We do some school campaigns in the spring. We help with their DUI campaigns when they do every 15 minutes in the spring. Also, some of the schools hold other DUI campaigns and we assist in those.
What are you seeing regarding texting and cell phone usage?
Well, cell phone usage, just obviously those of you that are driving around out there see that everybody's on the phone still. And
including the policeman.
Yeah. There is an exemption for them, though, if it's a business call.
Okay.
Something, so just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
But in the first 3 months that there was a law in California, there was 20,000 citations issued by the Highway Patrol. So that just shows you how much people are addicted to their phones and can't hang them up. And we're hoping to reverse that.
You know, we're going to have to take a quick break here. This is Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here 221-1402. If you have questions to ask about the DUI or, you know, things like that, anything to ask our the Highway Patrol or for their safety for our kids, just give us a call here and join us after these breaks. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have the finest tobacco emporium in the state of California, and I really enjoy that walk-in humidor. Plus, they have Espresso Joe's where you can get coffee of any kind you want at really reasonable prices, bulk coffee, bulk tea. The employees are friendly, and Joe and Shelley are great Americans. They support our community. Go down and support Tobacco and Brew.
Right now, our special guests are Officer Kurt Hoyer with the California Highway Patrol and Wendy Mills, who's an expert in injury prevention, and she's with the Coalition of Shasta County. Let's talk. Thank you very much once again for coming in and reminding our listeners about not talking on your cell phones, simple things like texting, and DUIs, the big deal.
It is a big deal. Yeah. You know, we lose 42,000 people on America's highways every year, and 43% of those are because somebody's been drinking and driving. So that's roughly 17,000 people a year because of DUI.
Do you kind of have an ish number of what happens if somebody gets a DUI? What does it cost?
Well, the new estimate is about $14,000 over the next 10 years, and it's going to be insurance, the classes they have to go to, their court costs, attorney fees, if they have an interlock device, possible loss of work. I mean, it just goes on and on. So $14,000 and a cab ride's about $50 with a really good tip.
Boy, that just drives me.
Well, you know, that's the thing is that, you know, in some places you'll see on big nights like St. Paddy's Day, they will offer rides. You know, hey, we'll call you a taxi. And in some places, I've even seen they will pay for it, you know, if it looks like they have somebody that's had a problem out there. Because the last thing they want is a lawsuit on them. So, Wendy, how do we get a hold of your office and have you help people?
You can call the Injury Prevention Coalition, which my office number is 245-6858. And if you need any further information, I can try to answer that or direct you to the person who might have an answer to that. Maybe I'll direct you to Kurt.
Well, thanks for being with us, guys. It's always great. Will you join us again next month?
We'd love to. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a safe St. Paddy's Day, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, there's always something happening. Yeah, St. Paddy's Day. And you know that's going to be a big night on the road. And like I said, we're going to have Reading Police Department here on that morning to talk about it. You know, because face it, there's going to be DUI spots set up, I'm sure, several areas throughout the city. And, of course, the Highway Patrol is probably one of their big nights, too.
Yeah, and you want to go light on the green bearer.
That's right. You know, it shouldn't be a fundraiser for the Reading Police Department. You know what I mean?
Thanks for being with us, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, now, when we come back, we've got a couple minutes here. So one of the couple things we want to talk about before we have our next segment that starts with we're going to talk about another event that's happening here in our fair city. You know, that's one of the things we like to do is things that are going on that we can, you know, put the word out on. But also, this is an open lines talk show, so we want to also be talking about a number of things. And one of the things is that it looks like some things have changed along the border. You know, they've just come up with some new statistics. And it appears that the arrest of illegal immigrants on the U.S.-Mexico border has fallen to levels unseen since the 1970s. I think that's due, one reason is our economy. What you have, what they are trying to stop is Americans going south to get jobs in the factories that left the country during NAFTA. So they're turning the Americans back. Of course, the Mexican government won't let us in there to go to work. The other thing too is the wall along the border, the fence. They think that's also helped slow this down. I really think the main thing is the economy. But in Yuma, Arizona, which used to be like the hot place, they actually went two days last month without one arrest. And I want to thank, these things that are sent to us, again, comes to our email. We get 60, 70 emails a day. I can't get back to everybody right then.
From our listeners.
From our listeners. And this was something that was pointed out by Jim. He sent me this one. And we get stuff from all over. But this was, I thought, was pretty interesting. I think what it is, though, truthfully, is the economy. They're not hiring like they did. So, there's not those spots. Since you've seen the Obama administration said, we're not going to make raids and arrest people in the businesses anymore, which I don't quite understand. But I hope they at least hold the businesses responsible and just say, every time we catch you with an illegal in here, it's going to cost you $10,000. Because if we've got 1,000 people lining up for Trader Joe's, for a job there at Trader Joe's, you can't tell me that these people would not be taking jobs that illegals have. And if you think illegals are just picking grapes, you're wrong. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl in the bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Join us when we're finished.
Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Our favorite place to go for the baubles. If you're looking for something special, hand-strung pearls. Strung.
Yeah.
They're strong.
That was close.
Yeah. But anyway, check it out. They're great. Go see Leonard. I need my headphones turned up. Can't hear.
Okay. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
We're doing good.
I wish that I was fishing in Mexico instead of sitting up here cold and lonely.
Cold and lonely.
Cold and lonely.
Is that because there's less people coming across the border?
That's what it is.
You're lonely?
Less people coming across the border, and I'm getting lonely.
What I was going
to talk to you about, do you have any idea what the unemployment rate in the county is now?
I think it's either 15.1 or 15.8.
And, when you had the mayor and the, what was the head of the electrical department on one time?
Yeah, Huser. I had Huser. We had the mayor. We had, we had Kurt Starman on. We've had them all on, yeah.
Well, I made a prediction that within a year, 10% of the businesses in Reading would be out of business, and the unemployment rate would be 20%.
I remember saying, I hope you're wrong.
And they said, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. I don't think it's going to take that long.
Well, I see right now is the with the unemployment rate up to, I think it's 15.2%. But on the other hand, there are a few businesses up here that are hiring. And some good news today on the financial side is Citibank actually said they had a profit. Now, I don't know if that profit was from cause we put in $400 billion into it or if they didn't count everything. But the stock market has started back up again. I don't know if that's going to last. So.
Well, I don't either. I'm wondering why Obama doesn't pay more attention to the stock market. I'm not involved in it per se, but by the same token, it's a thermometer to the economy.
Well, it is.
And it's a situation that if the stock market goes completely to pot, the companies virtually go broke because their stock is worth nothing or very little.
Well, you could look at General Electric that went from like 40 or 50 bucks a share down to it's less than $6 a share. They've lost $180 billion in the last year or something like that.
Well, and they're laying off people all over the country, and I can't understand. Obama says he's going to put a million and a half people to work, but he's lost 4 million. He needs a course in math along with economy.
Well, that may be, but also, something's got to be done. And so he's moving in this direction now. Do we agree with everything he's doing? No, of course not. On the other hand, nor do most of the economists that I read about. On the other hand, we've got a mess here. So I don't think anybody's faced it, and so now they're searching.
Well, I think probably what's going to happen within a period of time, and I don't know how long, we're going to find massive inflation.
Well, they're saying that could happen, as long as we keep cutting down trees and printing this much money. And by the way, We're going to have a photo of what $1 trillion looks like on our website. But you're right. I think inflation is a big problem. And if you look at something that's going to happen for the next 10 years, I think we could be in some deep trouble here.
Well, they only got two options. One of them is to raise taxes to the point that nobody can pay for them. And the other is to have inflation, which you pay for the debt on dollars that aren't worth what they should have been
yeah.
worth.
Well, you know, the problem, there's a lot of problems we're going to be facing in the future here. You know, we can't keep printing money. We can't keep raising taxes. When I see somebody like Whoopi Goldberg, who is liberal, but she's also a straight shooter, she said, you know, I don't mind paying more taxes because I'm well off. She says, and she's absolutely right. You shouldn't get taxed coming and going. Everything you do should not be taxed. I mean, okay, you get taxed on your income. You get taxed on income you make from investments you made. You get taxed on your gas. You get taxed on the food you eat. You get taxed on cigarettes if you smoke. Anything you're doing is taxed. You die and you get taxed. I mean, there's something wrong when every time you turn around, you're getting another tax. And if it's not a tax, it's a damn fee. You know, at some point, the people have had enough. Now, in Fullerton, they had like 4,000 people say, we've had enough about this. You know, maybe that's what it's going to take is the people of our country to stand up on their hind legs and say, you know what? We elected you people to take care of us, not take advantage of us. Got to run, Henry.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sorry to get you wound up.
Oh, no, I'm just ready to go here.
Hey, that's how he comes, how he rolls out of the bed.
Yeah. Hey, Art, you're
He's
up.
He's ready.
Yeah, hi, you two. I was out here minding my own business, pumping my bicycle across the Sundial Bridge, and you had to bring up illegal aliens.
So do you
mind.
Listen to us on, like, a transits or radio, Art?
Listen, let's not kid ourselves about this administration and the man leading it. The Democrats have already put off E-Verify until late spring or early summer when it could have been implemented, because they don't want it implemented.
Right.
Obama has also told his minions in the Senate and the Congress that he does not want E-Verify implemented in the stimulus program. That means that hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of dollars of tax money that are going to be spent from us, they're going to hire illegal aliens for some of these jobs. So, you know, there's no sense pretending like it's something else. Obama is not going to do a damn thing about it. He's made that plain. He's had portions removed from bills to make that plain. That's what we're going to get for the next 4 years from this guy, and the Democrats are right in there implementing his wishes. They're not going to do anything. I've said this before. They are not, and the people that voted for this guy, if they see their jobs going south, what will they think then?
Well, I think what's going to happen, Art, is, you know, one or two things can happen, is that people are going to keep agreeing with what he's doing and keep reelecting in the Congress and the Senate, or they're going to say this is wrong, and in 2010 you're going to see a sea change, and you're going to see the Democrats swept out of power in the Congress and the Senate. But right now it's too early, because Obama still has some really great ratings. You know, he's making decisions. You know, one of the old things we said in the service is that, you know, right or wrong, somebody has to make a decision. You just can't waffle. And so he's made some decisions. Now, are they right decisions? We're going to find out. I think some of them are wrong. I don't know. He just took on the teachers' unions, you know, and that was surprising to me, because they really backed him. But he said, we got to change the way we're teaching our kids. So, hey,
well,
Art, thanks a lot.
This is an overall view, Carl. This is strictly a far-left administration who's already said they're going to reduce Medicare to the elderly and the retired to fund the child care health program. They've already said they want to eliminate the mortgage deduction on homeowners. Those are middle-class people.
Yeah.
When are people going to wake up to what's going to happen to
them? When they start seeing the money out of their pocket, Art. You know, right now it's just they're talking about it. But as soon as you see you've lost 10% of your income for taxes over what it was after already paying 35% of your income, that's what's going to happen. Hey, we got to take a break, Art. Thanks so much for calling.
Be good, man.
Yeah, all right. Carl and the Bot here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, it's going to get worse before it gets better. 221-1402.
Carl and Linda Bott. You're listening to Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Helm Helpers, with a trusted staff that helps the elderly, new moms, and recovering patients in their homes. Give them a call, 226-8350. Now,
our next
drum roll.
Next set of guests.
The best drum roll that you're going to hear this side of the Delta. We have two special guests in the house. This is, we're talking a killer musician who is not just a one fantastic teacher, but a multi-talented musician that sings, that plays the saxophone and the piano and the flute and the oboe and the, we're not even going to go there.
Show's almost over, hon.
Yes. Okay. So we're talking about Lou White and his lovely bride, Kathleen.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thanks for having us.
Buongiorno, sono Luigi.
Buongiorno, come stai?
Per la festa italiana.
Okay, let's get down to some kind of spectacular party that's happening this Saturday night. Can you tell us about that, Lou?
Well, it's the Festa Italiana. It's been going on for 30 years now, and Kathleen and I have been doing it for five long years. It's just a party where all the Italians get together, and hopefully they don't fight with each other, which would be odd, but they all get together and have a good time. That's all it is, a big party this weekend on the 14th.
But your band's playing?
Yes, it is. And if we're going to have everything professionally done, like the comedian, you know, if you were to sing, then we'd have a professional singer.
There you go. That's an invitation, I think, Linda.
I might just have to, because we'll be there, I might have to get up from the table and, you know, just play with some numbers. Just,
from my understanding, though, you have to do it early before the band gets drunk and falls off the bandstand.
There you go. You know, I think we're one of the only bands in town that don't drink.
Oh, that's right.
Isn't that amazing? After your last guests were on, yes.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Fantastic.
Okay, now, how do people get there? How do people get tickets?
Well, if they give us a call, they can call us at our home number, 359-2078, or because time is growing near, they can go over to Mike's Music and Sound and pick up tickets as well on Cypress
Great.
Street.
Now, you're going to be having a special presentation for the Italian of the Year.
We sure are. It's a secret. Okay. But we've had 30 Italians of the Year, and last year was Dwayne Tomei. As many people know, Dwayne,
oh, yeah,
who's been around a long
time. What a great gentleman he is. And what a super person for our community.
Class act.
Fantastic.
He is truly a class act.
So what kind of food's on the menu?
Lou.
It's been the same menu for 30 years.
Oh.
Wow.
They like the tortellini with the meat and the Italian pot roast and, of course, the beans. And our buddy Jimmy Durand over there, he makes the bread for us. We make the bread
mm-hmm.
that day. And just salad with Super Dave makes the salad dressing?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know, the best thing about Italian of the Year is we get to pick who it is. So, Carl, you could be a candidate, you know?
Hey, my name is, you know, I was known as the Great Bottini for a long time, you know? Great Bottini because my boss, his name was La Butte.
And he
wanted his hitman to have all beef from the Sicily. So I became Carlo Bottini.
Yeah, but you lived in Italy for a year.
I was hiding out there.
Yes, she did.
That's true.
Which part of region, Northern Italian or Southern Italian for you, Lou?
For me?
Yeah, from your family.
I don't know if I'm authorized to tell you that, but actually I'm a Calabrese. But that's a point of contention. A lot of Italians, they fight over if you're Bolognese or Napolitano or whatever. They get, well, you're from over there, or you're Sicilian, I don't like you. But we don't do that at the festa. Everybody gets along.
If wow. Not,
yeah, we're, you know what? We're really looking forward to this. We're going to have a great time. I know, and by the way, the Festival d'Italia has, we filled up a table with veterans offered up to us. So
every year we put a table, some sort of a military table together and offer that to our community because it's very important to support our military and the veterans. And,
absolutely.
You know, one reason we decided to do this, take it over, was because, you know, we had Joe Curto, Rudy Bama, the Presidio brothers who started this all 30 years ago, and they wanted to give it up. We didn't want to see the whole scenario die. We wanted to keep it alive. So Lou came home and he said, hey, you can put on events and I can cook. You want to put it on? And I said, oh, okay, why not?
It was Carmelo Brugoletta, he's made me do it. He said, Lou, anybody can do it. I said, why don't you do it? Carmelo, he said, oh, I'm busy. He runs the He has the bar over here, the Castle Lounge.
Yeah.
So but, it's his fault.
But remember, you don't have to be Italian to come, because really the majority of people there aren't Italian.
Well, you know, you just got to like Italian food and having a good time. And you know what? We know a lot of people that like to have a good time. So I want, you know, hey, all of our listeners out there, you know, come on in and join us at the Festival d'Italia, and you can get these tickets down at the
Mike's Music and Sound.
Mike's Music and Sound, so come out and join us on that. And we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We have some people on the lines, and Jerry and Sue, we will get to you as soon as we return. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, isn't it good to hear an ad for you right before you come back on to talk about you?
It makes you feel like, ooh, I better be good.
This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Studios. Now, you want a professional job done on exteriors or interiors of your business? Go. Excuse me.
See Dan and Julia on Park Marina Circle, our photographers of choice. They're great. I know you're all choked up over that. You just can't help it.
2655 Park Marina Drive. You know, I get around Lou White and I get choked up.
Yeah, he just moves you.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait till you hear him play. Right.
Jerry, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Jerry.
I'm sorry I'm choking to death here, Jerry.
That's okay. I really enjoy both of you on your show. It's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What I'm calling about is, for the first time, I received an email that I believe is a con. Uh-huh. And it's saying to send this person your name, your full address, and your telephone number, and they will send you a check for $800,000 because you've inherited it from something Scott. And, you know, I realize that this is stupid and dumb, and I called the police, but they can't do anything about it because they can't trace it. But I want the people of Reading to realize this is bad, and so not to get sucked into doing something foolish.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right, Jerry. And you know what? It's not people like yourself that are going to be sucked in, but there will be maybe some people that would be, maybe somewhat naive. And what the next thing that happens is they want your bank account so they can put the money into your bank account directly. Of course, then they empty your bank account.
Right. And the sad thing is, with the economy the way it is, and people losing their jobs and their homes, someone might fall for this garbage, and what little bit they have will be stolen. So it really makes me angry to think that we can't do something to stop this kind of garbage other than to just try to warn people not to believe what
absolutely
they get.
Absolutely. Like we probably won't be on the radio much longer because I just heard from Nigeria that I won $5.6 billion. And the only thing I have to do is get back to them and maybe, you know, have a few of them come in and live with us. So, anyway.
Well, thanks for your warning, Jerry.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Speaking of,
maybe it's the meds.
Speaking of warning.
Yeah. Okay.
Or speaking of just survival.
Survival.
We asked Lou and Kathleen to stay on. With the rest of the show here, which is just a few minutes, we had lunch with them the other day, and we started talking about, are you prepared? Are you ready?
Okay, when we talk about that, if there's a natural disaster or something akin to a natural disaster, you know, are people ready to, do you have a week's worth of food at least, or water, or 2 weeks? Do you have batteries? Do you have a battery radio so you can tell what's going on? You know, when you talk about that asteroid that went by the Earth real quick, you know, and it could have hit and destroyed 800 square miles. Imagine if that had hit in the San Francisco area or someplace and people would have been pushed up here. What happens if there's a full-fledged civil war along the border? You may have a million people come across.
And Lou and Kathleen live off the grid.
That we do.
I have the batteries abbondanza. I got a lot of batteries. They run everything.
So you run solar and you've got your own well and...
Yep, in a
solar
wind generator.
Battery generator, wind generator.
Solar water heating. Of course, it's all passive because there's no electricity. So everything's passive, but everything works fine. A lot of people don't even know we're off the grid.
Well, you know, the thing about it, too, is that what we're going to do here in the next couple weeks is we're going to have a 2 or 3 day series on Are you ready? Are you prepared? Probably a two-day series, and we're going to talk to different people about what you can do to help prepare yourself in case there is a catastrophe, something that's, you know, that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. It's not going to, you don't have to set food aside for a year, though we do know people that have done that. And we're just starting to find this out, too, is that, you know, people that we're talking to, we talk about, you know, this has happened, and then we find out is they say, well, you know, we've got a year's worth of food down in our cellar. And so you're looking at that. We're getting letters from people that are experts in this. And I think if we owe our community a couple of shows to say, this, if this happens, this is what you should do, or this is what you should do, and go to our experts.
What we did, Kathleen and I, we got some Big Macs and stuff, you know, the burritos you were talking, and we buried them out in the backyard, so we'll be okay.
That Kentucky, I tell you what, I can't wait to get that bowl. Or maybe you should just go.
Anyway. With the end of our show here.
It's going
quick. Unfortunately, we've got a minute left.
Okay, tomorrow now we're going to have Robert Burrows, hopefully, from the Boondocker Ball and the Northern California Historical Museum. And I tell you what, we can't wait. We just had a phone call offline, too, about the Boondocker Ball. That is going to be so much fun. That's going to be on the 21st. It's going to be like the 40s. Linda's going to be singing. I'll be up on the stage doing something. I have Bob Hope impersonator there. It's going to be great. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Why don't you join us tomorrow? And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?